Playing first base, number 19, Michael Brisson. And the extra hitter, number 12, Aiden Macaris. Playing right field, number 6, Caitlin Ross. Playing left field, number 7, Dax Wandler. Doing the catching, number 11, Holden Comiskey. On the hill for Team Canada, number 4, Aiden Rose. And number 5, Sean Graves. As for substitutions for Team Canada, number 8, Ben Gagnon. Number 9, Ryan McFarland. Number 18, Liam Robertson. And number 2, Isaiah Wells. And for the coaches of Team Canada, the manager, Stu Patterson. Ramon Valdez. Steve Lloyd. As well as J.T. Patterson. And the bat boy, Logan Light. And thank you to our ambassadors, Tyler and Ryan Kite. And now, to welcome the home team for today's game, Australia. And to lead things off for Team Australia, playing the hot corner, number 2, Brandon Bidois. Out in right field, number 15, Zach Mansfield. Playing left field, number 13, Mitchell Chase. Playing shortstop, number 7, Curtis King. Playing second base, number 6, Luke Sakic. And pitching for Team Australia, number 16, Jared Wood. Playing first base, number 10, Kai Jackson. In center field, number 9, Mitchell Schofield. And doing the catching behind the dish, number 24, Caleb Shepherd. And substitutions for Team Australia, number 5, Travis Bazana. Number 17, Aiden Torpy. Number 22, Matthew Martin. Number 12, Michael Tovey. Number 11, Zach Lawrence. And number 8, Ethan Stacey. And the coaches for Team Australia, Dean Mardell. Andy Kyle. Mr. Mark Shipley. And Natalie Todd. And bat boys for Team Australia, Jack DePriest and Ben Wagner. And the ambassador, Miss Sarah Sprouse. As well as the mascot for Team Australia, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. And now we ask all fans to please rise and, gentlemen, remove your caps as we will play the national.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival of Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
finally, please remain standing as Kylie McCurry will sing the USA national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, the anthems of Canada, Australia, and the United States are now the code of conduct reading. This is Stu Paul from Cal State New York.
The Cal Ripken Division of Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth sportsmanship code this evening, representing Team Australia, is number 2, Brandon Bidois.
Sportsmanship code of Babe Ruth League baseball. Develop a strong, clear, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect of the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
And a nice job by Brandon Bidois, who's playing second base for Australia. As Australia will take on Canada for the second straight international game. Hi, everybody. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. Yesterday, Australia defeated Mexico by a score of 6-2. And Canada had also played, but they wound up losing to Japan yesterday by the score of 11-0. And now these two teams will be getting set to start the third game of today's 2014 Cal Ripken World Series festivities. Taking the mound for Australia, it'll be Jaron Wood. And for Canada, it'll be Aidan Rose. So both the managers, Dan Barnell of Australia and Stu Patterson of Canada, meeting with the umpires at home plate. It's a beautiful afternoon for baseball, a little before 3 o'clock Eastern time. Wherever you might be listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, we certainly are delighted to have you aboard for this third game. We will have two games broadcast here on SFNSports.net Channel 1 after this game. And we'll be back with the starting lineups and the first game in just a moment. First, though, these messages.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from sfmsports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf.
Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, as Australia is taking the field with Jared Wood on the mound for Australia. And here are the starting lineups and batting order for today's third game of this five-game series played today. For Canada, it'll be Lucas Frears in center field to lead things off. Melvin Lorenzo will be at first base and he'll bat second. Matt Dobberthien will be at third base and he'll bat third. Michael Breeson will be at shortstop and he'll bat cleanup. Aiden McCarris will be the extra hitter and he'll bat in the number five slot. Caden Ross in right field hitting sixth. Dax Wendler in left field will be batting seventh. Holden Comiskey will be catching and batting eighth. Aiden Rose, the pitcher, batting ninth. And Sean Grace, the second baseman, will bat 10th. And for Australia, it'll be Brandon Bidois at third base to lead things off. Zach Mansfield will be in right field batting second. Mitchell Chase, the left fielder, batting third. Curtis King at shortstop hitting cleanup. Luke Sakic will be at second base batting fifth. Jared Wood will be pitching and batting sixth. Kai Jackson at first base hitting seventh. Mitchell Schofield will be in center field and he'll bat eighth. And Caleb Shepard, the catcher, will bat ninth. The umpires for this game, John Blaha calling balls and strikes. The base umpires are Patrick Moore and James Birkin. So temperature at game time is 82 degrees. And here's the defense for Australia. Kai Jackson is at first. Luke Sakic is at second. Curtis King is playing shortstop. And Brandon Bidois is playing third. Out in left field, Mitchell Chase. Mitchell Schofield is in center field. Zach Mansfield is in right. Caleb Shepard behind the plate. And Jared Wood on the mound. Right-hander. Throws a fastball as well as a curve and a slider. Australia wearing the green tops with the yellow sleeves, green cap, yellow bill, white pants, similar to the uniform of the Major League's Oakland Athletics, while Canada is in the red uniform, black sleeves, and gray pants, and wearing a red cap with a black bill. Lucas Frears, the center fielder, leads off against Jared Wood, the right hitter working from the stretch position. And the first pitch of his third game of the day, and it's a fastball, and it's a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one, and this ball game is underway. Lucas Frears will be followed in the batting order by the first baseman Melvin Lorenzo and the third baseman Matt Dobberthien here in the top of the third. Now, Wood has the sign. He's into the motion. The one-strike delivery. There's a looper to shallow left field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. And it's now chased down by the shortstop King, but picked up by Chase. And now the throw to second as Frears was on his way to second, and the throw is not in time. It's a leadoff double for Lucas Frears here in the top of the first inning. So he loops one to left for a double. And Canada has the first hitter on. Leadoff double, runner in scoring position at second. No one out of the first baseman, Melvin Lorenzo, will step in, batting on the right-hand side. Lorenzo looking down to the coach at third. That's Steve Lloyd. Stu Patterson is the manager of Canada. As Wood will look in for the sign, the right-hander coming set. Checks the runner, Frears off second, and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball and a call strike on the outside corner in the count on one. The outfield straight away. Infield deep and spread out. We're just underway from Kelsey News Field. Nothing-nothing game. Australia and Canada just commencing this game. Time call, and Lorenzo will step out. And now a balk has just been called. A balk has just been called by the plate umpire, John Blaha. So Frizz will be awarded third base. And the only thing Lorenzo needs right now is at least a fly ball to the outfield to bring in the runner from third. Open stance for Lorenzo at the plate. Now the stretch and the pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It rolls into the corner and goes over the wall and into the stands for a ground rule double as Frizz comes in to score. So on a 0-1 pitch, a ground rule double is hit down the left field line by Melvin Lorenzo. Picks up a run, batted in, and Canada takes an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. So back-to-back doubles hit by Lucas Frears and Melvin Lorenzo in the first inning. There is nobody out, and now the third baseman, Matt Doberthien, will step in to hit, batting on the right-hand side. Doberthien standing halfway in the box, righty against righty. Wood comes set, checks the runner at second, he delivers. Fastball is taken high and away, ball one. In the previous game, you heard on SFMSports.net Channel 1, Mexico defeated New Zealand by a score of 1-0. Now the stretch, and now stepping off the rubber is Wood and asking for time is Doberthien. And in the first game on tap, Southeast beat the Mid-Atlantic team from Bear, Delaware, 1-0. And the delivery swung on, and this one's popped up. On the left side of the infield, the shortstop King going out, called up by the center fielder, Schofield. Schofield takes charge. He's got it one away, and Lorenzo has to hold at second base. So Doberthien got jammed as he pops out to the center fielder, Schofield, in shallow left center. One gone, and the hitter coming up will be the shortstop, Michael Breeson. Breeson is a right-hand batter. Brisson looking down to the third base coach, Steve Lloyd. And now the stretch of the delivery. Swung on and missed in the count 0-1. Good slider down and away by Wood. Canada had 1-0 with Melvin Lorenzo on second. He just knocked in a run with a double down the left field line. Near the bag at second is Sokic for Australia. And the delivery, runner going to third. Pitch out called by Shepard, the catcher. The throw to third, and it's not in time. So a stolen base for Lorenzo as the pitch is taken for a ball. Good effort by Shepard, but the throw was not in time to Brandon Bedois. So a runner at third for Canada. Still nobody out, or one out, I should say. One ball, one strike, the count. The next pitch, breaking ball, and it misses low and outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Aiden Macrus, the extra hitter, is the on-deck batter. Infield back deep. Now the stretch by Wood, and he comes home with a slider. And that catches the outside corner for strike two, 2-2. Looping double by Lucas Frears to lead off the ball game, and then a ground rule double down the left field line by Melvin Lorenzo. Now he's on third. It's a 1-0 lead for Canada. And the 2-2 pitch and the changeup misses up high. Full count, 3-2. Australia trying to win their second game. Canada trying to win their first, and the payoff pitch is swung on. Hit late, a foul ball going to the netting behind the plate, and the count will continue at 3-2 on Michael Breeson, Canada's shortstop. Of course, Canada is primarily known for hockey, which is the country's favorite sport, although baseball is popular in Canada too. And the fastball gets the outside corner for call, strike three. Struck him out. Breeson caught looking. Two men out, and that's the first strikeout for Jared Wood. J-A-R-R-Y-D, Jared Wood. And here's Aiden Macrus, the extra hitter, stepping in. As Canada is going with 10 batters, well, Australia has elected to go with the conventional nine. Lorenzo still on third. That's a big strikeout for Wood. Now trying to get this batter. There's a ground ball hit to short. Fielded by King. His play to Jackson first a little bit high, but Jackson got down on the bag in time to retire Macris, and Canada is retired here in the top of the first inning. They do pick up a run. There were two hits. No errors at one left at the end of one half inning of play from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It is Canada 1 and Australia coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Canada takes an early 1-0 lead as we move to the bottom half of the first inning. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. Canada's on the field at first base, Melvin Lorenzo, who knocked in the first run of the game with a double to left field. Sean Graves is at second. Michael Brisson is playing shortstop, and Matt Dobrothine is at the hot corner at third. Out in left field, Dax Wendler. Lucas Frears is playing center. Caitlin Ross is playing right field. And doing the catching for Canada's Holden Comiskey and Aiden Rose on the mound. Right-hander with a fastball, a slider, and a curveball. And the third baseman for Australia, Brandon Bidois, will lead things off. He'll be followed in the batting order by the right fielder, Zach Mansfield, and the left fielder, Mitchell Chase, in the home half of the first. Australia trailing in this game 1-0. They did not win a single game in the Cal Ripken World Series last year, but they did win yesterday. And Brandon Bidois, right-hand batter, standing close to the plate, leads off for Australia. As Dobrothine is next to the bag at third, and the outfield not too deep, but a bit toward the left. Rose looks into Comiskey for the sign, and the right-hander ready. And the pitch on the way, slider low and outside, and the count 1-0. Gotten a little bit warmer, but still a comfortable afternoon and no humidity whatsoever. Rest of the infield back deep. The next pitch, slider low and away and off the mid of the catcher, Comiskey, and the count goes to 2-0. Mark Shipley coaching at third for Team Australia. Remaining next to the bag, Dobrothine, now the 2-0 offering, and a ground ball hit to short. And juggled by Brisson, but recovers, and the throw to first in time to Lorenzo. 6-3 put out, one gone in the home half for the first. Brisson had juggled the ball, but ball stayed right at his webbing, and he had time to set himself and retire Bidois. Now with one away, the right fielder Zach Mansfield will step in. Mansfield is a left-hand batter. Mansfield holding the bat up high, slightly open stance. The pitch by Rose, changeup is outside, and the count 1-0. Canada leading by a score of 1-0 as Australia is batting in the home half of the first. One out, bases empty, the 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss, it's 1-1. And I'm sure a lot of these youngsters are happy to be out of their home country, because while it's summertime here with Australia being below the equator, they're exposed to the winter weather down there at this time of the year. It's like winter. The next pitch, a fly ball, shallow center field. Frears running in, makes the catch. He lost his cap in the process, but catches the baseball 2 minutes away. And, of course, when we experience winter above the equator, the people in Australia experience summertime. So I know it's a relief for them to get out of the winter-like weather. J. 2 minutes away, and the left fielder Mitchell Chase will step in. I'm sure it's the same way in New Zealand as well. Chase, the right-hand batter. And the delivery by Rose is low and outside. Slider missing, and the count 1-0. Canada leading 1-0. Australia batting in the top half of the first inning, or bottom half, I should say. Halfway in at first, Dobberthien, the delivery. Breaking ball is taken down low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. On deck, Curtis King, the shortstop. Now Rose has the sign from Comiskey. He's into the motion, and the pitch on the way. Fastball up high and off the mitt of Comiskey. Nobody on base, though, and it's 3-0. Mitchell Chase, nicknamed Turtle. He's a big Detroit Tiger fan. Proud of making the Cal Ripken team. And the 3-0 delivery, breaking ball. And it's low and outside for ball four. And Chase walks on four pitches. First base runner for Australia in the home half of the first. First walk allowed by Rose, and with 2 minutes away, the shortstop Curtis King will step in. Lorenzo will hold Chase on. King is a right-hand batter. King with an open stance at the plate. And the right-hander Wood is at the belt. The pitch misses up high, and the count 1-0. Well, besides Canada, you have a lot of great Australian players that have gone on to the major leagues. Dave Nielsen of the Milwaukee Brewers is perhaps the most famous one. And I was friends with Trent Olchin, who spent some time with the Dodgers. He was with me in AAA Nashville, the Brewers' AAA affiliate. And the curveball gets the inside corner and taken for a strike, 1-1 on King. King is a Yankee fan and his favorite player, Derek Jeter, who also plays shortstop, who just passed on as Wagner. Now fifth on the all-time hit list of the major leagues with 3,431. He got it yesterday. And the Yankees 3-0 loss to the Cleveland Indians at Yankee Stadium in New York. Pitch is taken down low. Breaking ball misses. 2-1 on King. Now the next pitch coming, and it's bounce foul to the third base side. Good play by Mark Shipley, who flags it down with the bare hand, flips the ball back to Aiden Rose, the pitcher. And it's 2-2. Mitchell Chase, the tying run on first for Australia here in the home half of the first inning. And he walked with 2 minutes away. Canada picked up a run in the top of the first, and they lead 1-0. Rose leading in for the side. The outfield a bit toward the left. Back deep at third is Matt Dobberthien for Canada. Now the stretch. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball swung on and missed. Down goes King for strike three, and that will retire the side. First strikeout in the inning for Aiden Rose and for Australia. In the bottom of the first inning, no runs, no hits. No errors, a walk, and one left. So at the end of one, from Cal Senior's Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland, it's Canada 1 and Australia nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Top of the second inning coming up at Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul along with our executive producer, Steve Lindenen. And Caitlin Ross, the Canada's right fielder, will lead things off against right-hander Jared Wood, who gave up back-to-back doubles to start the ball game that helped Canada manufacture a run, and they lead 1-0 in the slider. From Wood to Ross is low and away, and it's ball one. It'll be Caitlin Ross, left fielder Dex Wendler, and the catcher Holden Comiskey do up for Canada in the second. The pitch, ground ball to short, two is left, going to his glove side, King. He has it, throw to first in the dirt, scooped out of the dirt by Kai Jackson. Nice play on both ends. Ross retired on a 6-3 putout. One away, and that's four in a row, set down by Wood. Second straight assist for the shortstop, King, who's got good range. Hoping to play as good as his idol, Derek Jeter, who is going to retire as the major league player after the season. Now the hitter will be the left fielder, Dax Wendler, and he is a left-hand batter. Now the righty, Wood comes set, and he throws home. Swinging a high fly ball, hit into shallow center field. Schofield coming in, he's there. Makes the catch, two quick outs here in the second, and five in a row set down by Wood, who has recovered quite well after that shaky start when he gave up doubles to the first two batters in this game. Now the catcher, Holden Comiskey, will step in. He's got a famous name. I don't know if he's related to Charles Comiskey. I don't think so. The former owner of the White Sox. White Sox former stadium, Comiskey Park, named after the former White Sox owner. And the pitch to left-hand batter. Breaking ball, taken at the knees for a call strike at the count 0-1. Canada 1, Australia nothing, with two set aside here in the top of the second inning. Infield back deep. Now the next pitch, fastball, taken up high, 1-1. Jared Wood had thrown 14 pitches in the first inning, and so far, five here in the second. This will be the 20th pitch coming up, and here it comes. Fastball way outside at high. Ball 2, 2-1 on Comiskey. On deck, the pitcher, Aiden Rose. So Comiskey is digging in. And the stretch in the delivery. Fastball catches the outside corner for a call strike two, and it's 2-2. On the outfield, grass at second is Sakic, and the next pitch is hit foul behind the plate. The count will remain at 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch, fastball up high, full count, 3-2. Canada leading 1-0. They're batting here in the second inning. And Comiskey also a Derek Jeter fan. And the next pitch low and inside. Fastball missing for ball four. And Comiskey reaches on a two-out walk. And that is the first walk allowed by Wood, ending a string of five straight hitters that he has retired. Aiden Rose, the pitcher, will step in. Batting on the right-hand side, facing his counterpart on the mound, Wood, who's at the belt. Looks toward first and throw to first not in time. Comiskey diving back. Kai Jackson holding him on. Very good scoop up that Jackson made on the throw by Curtis King that retired Caden Ross to start the top of the second. Shortening up at third is Bidwai. Another snap throw to first down in time. Runner dives back. And we've seen some teams with some explosive offenses, especially from Mexico and Puerto Rico last night. Now the pitch, breaking ball, catches the outside corner. Strike one called, nothing and one. Sean Graves is on deck. Jared Wood has allowed a run and two hits. He has struck out one and has walked one so far. And he's into the motion, delivers, check swing, line drive, caught at second base by Sakic, side retired. For Canada in the second inning, no runs, no hits, one walk and one left. And the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play from Cal Senior's Yard at Aberdeen, Maryland, it is Team Canada 1, Team Australia nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
And the world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with sfmsports.net on social media. We will have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen, Maryland. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at sfmsports.net. Last of the second inning, Australia batting. They trail Canada 1-0. The second baseman, the number five hitter, Luke Sakic, will bat for the first time. Open stance, batting on the right-hand side. Aiden Rose with the pitch, swing and a miss on the breaking ball, strike one. Sakic will be followed by the pitcher Jared Wood and the first baseman Kai Jackson, due up for Australia. Here in the bottom half of the second, outfield straight away. The kick by the right hitter Rose, and the pitch, the slider, misses low and away. One ball, one strike. Outfield not too deep, but straight away. Rose has the side. He kicks around and comes to the right arm. And the 1-1 pitch. Slider is taken outside for ball two. 2-1 the count. Sakic. One golf swing. Digging in. A Los Angeles Angels fan. And his favorite player. Who else? Mike Trout. Although you have a couple of good sluggers in the lineup with the likes of Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton, but Mike Trout is so amazing. He is a five-tool player. One tremendous athlete who grew up the road in South New Jersey and a competitor, even hates losing to his dad in ping pong. And the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. And Aiden Rose kept the fastball away from Sakic. The count will even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coming up at approximately 5:30, the fourth game of the five-game stretch of games here at Cal Senior's Yard, the Pacific Northwest and the Pacific Southwest. I'll have the call here on SFNSports.net, Channel 1. 2-2 delivery, just off the outside corner. Full count, 3-2. Sakic likes Peking duck. And he enjoys playing with the Australian team, a proud moment when he made the team. Next pitch coming, swing and a miss, strike three. Sakic goes down on strikes. So there's one away in the home of the half of the second. Second strikeout for Rose, and the pitcher Jared Wood will step in, batting on the right-hand side. Jared Wood had settled down to retire five in a row at one stretch in this game. Batting on the right-hand side, a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and he swings and hits a high fly deep to left field. Wendler going back near the warning track, makes the catch, 2 men away. First ball swinging, and Wood flies out to left. So 2 men away in the second inning. Canada leading Australia 1-0. Last half of the second inning, and the first baseman, Kai Jackson, will step in. Kai Jackson, batting on the right-hand side, standing close to the plate. Now field a little bit deeper, but straight away, the pitch and the curveball missing inside for ball one. 1-0. Sun for the moment has disappeared, but still it's reflecting beyond the outfield walls here at Ripken's yard, and the pitch and a soft line drive in the right center, a base hit cutting to his right, and up with the ball is Ross. He'll play it back in, and holding at first with a two-out single is Kai Jackson, the first hit of the ball game for Australia. So the tying run is on at first base with 2 men out. And here's the center fielder, Mitchell Schofield, stepping in. Right-hand batter. Slightly open stance, wearing a shin guard around his left ankle, and drives one deep to left center field. And that ball's going, and there it goes, a home run. Mr. Mitchell Schofield lines a shot over the wall in left center field. A two-run homer for Schofield with Jackson scoring ahead of him. It comes with two down, and Australia has gone ahead of Canada by the score of 2-1 as Schofield's teammates come out to greet him at home plate. John Blaha, the plate umpire, dusting off home plate right now. Line shot, and it really carried just to the left of the scoreboard in left center, and it was gone. Now Caleb Shepard, the catcher, will step in. Shepard is batting on the left-hand side. And the pitch, and the fastball is taken high and outside for a ball. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Australia with a 2-1 lead. The outfield to the right. And the pitch on the way. Fastball missing low and inside. Ball two, 2-0. Now the windup and the 2-0 pitch, and the fastball is swung on and missed. 2 balls and a strike the count. Back to the top of the order, the third baseman Brandon Bidois is on deck. As Canada now trails 2-1. The pitch changeup, swing and a miss. Shepard went after a pitch that was away from him. Good pitch on the outside portion of the plate thrown by Aiden Rose. It's 2-2 on the Australia catcher, Caleb Shepard. Now the 2-2 offering, line drive just beyond the outstretched glove of the right fielder, Sean Graves. It goes out into right field for a base hit. 3 consecutive hits for Australia here. In the second inning, the right fielder, Caitlin Ross, will play it back in. So the inning continues as Rose had set the first two batters out in the inning, but had given up a single to Kai Jackson, a two-run homer to Mitchell Schofield, and now giving up a base hit to Caleb Shepard. Now we go back to the top of the order with 2 outs. Brandon Bidois, the batter, he grounded a short his first time up. And he looks at a strike on the outside corner in the count 0-1. This will be the 30th pitch coming up by Aiden Rose. As the throw is over the first down in time, Shepard getting back. Infield back deep and shortening up at third is Dobrothine. Rose looks over his left shoulder. Now he stretches and deals, and the fastball is taken up high. And time is called, and the catcher, Comiskey, will go out to the mound. Check that. The previous pitch was actually a ball, so it's two balls and no strikes. Comiskey trying to settle his young pitcher down as he was off to a pretty good start in this game as he set down five of the first six hitters, but has allowed the last three batters prior to Bidois to reach, including Schofield on the two-run homer as Australia leads 2-1. The delivery, change up, and that is over for a strike. It's two balls and a strike. Bidois digging in. Philadelphia Phillies fan, although he likes Ichiro Suzuki, the veteran Yankee outfielder who had a lot of great years in Seattle as a member of the Mariners. Only 5'9", but boy, that guy can really swing the bat well. On deck, Zach Mansfield, the right fielder. Runner at first at Shepherd with two down, 2-1. Australia leading, batting in the bottom of the second. And the next pitch is taken for a ball, 3-1. Well, we got a bit of a switch right now. As Zach, I'll tell you about it in a moment. And the pitch, low and outside, ball four. And Bidois draws a walk. Aiden Rose allowing his second walk. So Zach Mansfield, the next scheduled batter. But we will have a pinch hitter coming up right now. Although I see Zach Mansfield still with a bat in his hand. So going to second base is Shepherd. And Bidois at first. Four straight batters have reached. And Zach Mansfield will continue to hit. He is the right fielder who flied to center field his first time up. Time called. The manager of Canada, Stu Patterson, trying to settle down Aiden Rose, trying to encourage him to get this next out and to try to keep it a one-run game with Australia, scoring two here in the second, hoping to get more as they lead 2-1 over Canada in the bottom half of the inning. Time had been called, and now Mansfield getting set to step in. Now holding a set is Rose, the pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss on an inside fastball, nothing and one. Mansfield, the seventh man to bat for Australia. Here in the bottom half of the second inning, they have three hits, all of them here in the second, while Canada has two. And Rose comes set, he delivers, and the fastball misses the outside corner. One ball, one strike. On deck, the left fielder, Mitchell Chase. Australia took a 2-1 lead in this inning on a two-run homer by Mitchell Schofield. After Canada manufactured a run with back-to-back doubles to start the game in the first. 1-1 offering, and the breaking ball is outside and low, taken for ball two. It's 2-1 on Mansfield. Mansfield holds the bat up high. And the 2-1 delivery, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. And he, too, is another Derek Jeter fan. We see quite a few players from Team Australia that like Derek Jeter, and everybody seems to like Jeter. As Shepherd leads away at second, Bidois off first with two outs. There go the runners. And the pitch is outside for a ball, no throw. And it's a double steal for Team Australia as Caleb Shepherd steals third. And Brandon Bidois goes to second base. Pitch is taken for a ball. Now a full count, 3-2 on Manfield. A walk here would load the bases. Base hit could possibly get in two runs depending where the ball is hit. If it's in play, now holding a set is Rose. The payoff pitch coming home. Swing at the miss. He struck him out. So Rose came inside with a fastball. And for Aiden Rose, that's his third strikeout. But Australia sent seven batters to the plate here in the second inning. They pick up two runs. There were three hits. No errors, a walk, and two left on. At the end of two innings of play, in his third game of this five-game schedule today, from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is Australia 2 and Canada 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, we have a couple of changes made by Team Australia. Matt Oberthien, or Doberthien rather, who started the game at third, will now be the new pitcher. Or check that, I beg your pardon. I was looking at Canada's. It's Zach Bansfield who will be the new pitcher now for Australia. And Mansfield had been playing in right field, and I believe he is flip-flopping with Jared Wood, who had been the pitcher for Australia. So the left-hander, Zach Bansfield, coming on to do the pitching. Started in right field and now coming on to pitch. He'll bat at the number two slot as Canada will come to bat here in the third. They trail Australia 2-1. Lucas Freres, the center fielder, leads things off in the fastball. Is way outside for a ball in the count 1-0. Actually, the second baseman, Sean Gray, since Canada is going with a 10-man lineup, well, Australia keeps the standardized nine batters in the lineup. Graves digging in, the set by the left-hander Mansfield in the pinch. Fastball is over for a call strike in the count. It's one ball and one strike. It'll be Sean Graves, center fielder Lucas Freres, and the first baseman Melvin Lorenzo due up for Canada. In the top of the third, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball taken below the knees, ball two, and the count goes to 2-1. Canada took an early 1-0 lead in the first, but Australia answered back with two runs of their own in the second. 2-1 delivery, outside it high. So Mansfield having little trouble with his control, and he is now behind on Graves with three balls and one strike. Graves wearing number five on his back, the second baseman for Team Canada. Bidwaz halfway into third. The 3-1 offering swung on and popped up on the left side of the infield. Bidwaz, the third baseman, called for it on the lip of the infield grass. He takes it for the out, one gone. So Graves pops out to third. Back to the top of the order. The center fielder, Lucas Freres, will step in. He started the ball game with a looping double to left field. Went to third on a balk and then scored on a ground rule double hit down the left field line by Melvin Lorenzo. It gave Canada the 1-0 lead. But then with two gone in the second inning, Kai Jackson singled to right, and then Mitchell Schofield unloaded with a two-run shot over the left center field wall to give Australia a 2-1 lead, and that's where we are. And the pitch is way outside, ball one. I believe Jared Wood is now in right field for Australia. The pitch by Mansfield. Fastball. Take it up high for a ball. Count goes to 2-0. Mansfield having a little trouble with his control. Left-hander into the motion. He deals. Swing and a miss. Not that time. Blew the fastball by Freyers. Two balls and one strike on the center fielder for Team Canada. Starter Wood had thrown 26 pitches for the first two innings. The next pitch, another pop-up on the left side. Bidois with another chance on the infield grass. He takes it 2 minutes away. Well, after falling behind the hitters, Mansfield has done a good job rearing back and throwing something that Canada's having trouble trying to get a good part of the ball on, and there have been two outs, and both of the outs have been pop-outs to third. Easy plays for Bidois. Now the first baseman, Melvin Lorenzo, steps in. He had a ground rule double to left to not get a run. His first time up. Crouches in, open stance, right-hand batter. Takes the fastball way outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The outfield plays to the pole. They're around toward the left. As Mansfield looks into Shepherd for the sign, the left-hander into the motion, he delivers. Breaking ball in there for a call strike. 1-1. Zach Mansfield coming on to relieve and pitch here in the third after playing the first two innings in right field for Australia. And Jared Wood has gone out to right field. The second baseman socket on the grass at very shallow right. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses outside for a ball. The count 2-1. Australia 2, Canada 1, 2 minutes away in the top of the third inning. Australian pitching has set down 8 of the last 9 hitters. Now holding a set, the left-hander Mansfield, he delivers, and the fastball catches the inside corner. Strike 2 call, ball 2 and strike 2 on Lorenzo. On deck, the third baseman, Matt Dobrothine. Next pitch coming, swing, and a foul ball at the plate. Lorenzo barely got a piece of that changeup, and the count will remain at 2-2. Now time is called, and Caleb Shepherd will go out to the mound to have a word with the pitcher, Zach Mansfield. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in championship weekend. This Friday, August 15th, championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday, August 16th, starting at 6:45 p.m. And the 2-2 pitch is low and outside, 3-2. So you can get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. 3-2 to Captain Lorenzo. Mansfield into motion. He deals. Swung on. Popped up. Behind the plate. Shepherd may have a play. No, it goes over the netting into the seats. A foul ball. Cap will hold it 3-2. And Mansfield, whatever stuff he has, whenever he gets it over, it's been very, very sharp. He's been able to find a way to rear back, and Canada's having a difficult time continuing to get around on the pitch. Once again, Mansfield looks in for the sign. The left-hander kicks and deals. And a ground ball through the hole between third and short. A base hit going out into left field. Chase up on the ball. He'll play it back into the shortstop, King. So Lorenzo singles to left on a 3-2 pinch. He is 2-for-2. He has 2 of the 3 hits for Canada. And he's the tying run on base with 2 outs to the third. Canada trailing Australia 2-1. Now the third baseman, Matt Dobrothine, will step in. He flied to center field his first time up. Facing the band for Australia, also wearing number 15, Zach Mansfield. Stretch of the block toward first, but nothing on Lorenzo. Getting back. Now he leads away at first. The pitch coming home. Fastball is outside. Taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Mansfield is a fan of pizza. Sure he gets that coming here in the States. And the next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Not sure what the pizza's like in Australia. I'm sure it's pretty good. Growing up in New York, I'm used to the New York style kind of pizza. Nice flat slice. 2-0 delivery, way outside for a ball, 3-0. And then you have the Chicago style pizza, which is more circular and a little bit thick. I've never tried that. Michael Brisson, the shortstop on deck, with Melvin Lorenzo on to first. He's had a stolen base in this game so far, 2 minutes away. End time call. Dean Mornell, the manager, wants to go out to the mound as Australia's leading by a score 2-1 as Canada is batting here in the top of the third inning. For many years, the country of Canada had two major league teams, the Montreal Expos, which began play 45 years ago in 1969. Their very first game, they would beat the eventual world champion New York Mets at New York Shea Stadium that year, 11-10. Of course, Shea Stadium no longer around, with neighboring Citi Field taking the place, but the Expos played in Gerry Park from 1969 through 1976 until they moved to Olympic Stadium. Le Grand Orange, Rusty Starb, who had many great years for the Astros in the 60s, was one of the early stars for Montreal. Came a home run hitter. Runner goes to Lane Steele, taking for a strike. And no throw down to second, an uncontested stolen base for Lorenzo, who picks up his second stolen base of the ball game. So Dobertine took it all the way for a strike. The count 3-1 on the Canadian first baseman. The next pitch in there for a call strike. Now the count is full at 3-2. So Lorenzo is the tying run on second base. He's in scoring position with two away. Top of the third, it's Australia 2 and Canada 1. The Canadian team batting, the stretch by the left-handed Mansfield. He delivers, pass ball, and that misses outside. Ball four, and Dobertine walks. Montreal had a great chance of making it to postseason play with a great team in 1994 when Felipe Alou was managing, and they had the likes of Delino DeShields and Larry Walker, to name a few, but because of the strike that ended the season this time 20 years ago, they had no World Series. The next batter, Brisson, hits a long drive deep to left center. That's going. There it goes. Home run, and Canada's back on top. A three-run homer for Mr. Michael Brisson as Melvin Lorenzo and Matt Dobertine score ahead of him, all coming with two outs. That time, Mansfield left it out over the plate, and Brisson got all of it. A three-run homer. So each team with a home run in this ball game, and Canada is back in front by a score of 4-2 here in the top of the third inning. Now with 2 minutes away and the bases empty, the batter will be the extra hitter, Aiden Makaris, who grounded to short his first time up. Wind up of the pitch on the way. Fastball to strike at the outside corner, 0-1. The Expos did win the second half NL East in 1981, but lost to the Dodgers in the playoffs that year. Next pitch way outside and low, 1-1. They had the likes of Gary Carter, Ellis Valentine, Warren Cromartie, Andre Dawson. They had a great team. But for whatever reason, in the late 70s, when the Expos moved to Olympic Stadium, they were not able to put anything together. A 1-1 pitch looped to the shallow right field, and the right fielder comes up with it, and that's Wood. But the throw to first down in time, it's a base hit for Makaris. Four straight batters have reached for Canada here. In the top of the third, they lead 4-2. That's their second hit of the inning and their fourth hit of the ball game. Makaris on first with two men out, of the right fielder, Caitlin Ross, will step in. He grounded to short in the second inning. And the pitch and the fastball gets the inside corner, 0-1. For years, the Expos played at Olympic Stadium, which was used after the Olympic Games in 1976 in Montreal, and the Expos never felt comfortable there. And they were hoping to get a new stadium, but they couldn't. As the next pitch is low and off the mid of the catcher, Shepard, it'll go to the backstop, and Makaris will go to second. That'll be a pass ball charged to Shepard. He just couldn't handle the pitch. And now Macris is in scoring position at second with two men out. So the Expos got the okay to move to the States and right down the road from here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And now they're known as the Washington Capitals, or the Nationals, rather, thinking about the hockey team, the Washington Nationals, who moved to Washington in 2005 in their 10th year in the nation's capital. Pitches inside, 3-1. On deck, Dax Wendler. The outfield straight away, runner at second, two men out. And the pitch grounded up the middle, going to his right, second baseman. Up with the ball, Sockett slides, runner first, and he just got him at first base. Good play on both ends. Sockett going off the middle, backhanding the ball next to the bag at second. The throw to first in time to Jackson, who made a good stretch. 4-3 put outside, retired. But Canada regains the lead here in the top half of the third inning. So they picked up three runs. There were two hits, a walk. No errors at one left. And the score at the end of 2.5 from Cal Cedars Yard at Aberdeen, it is Canada 4 and Australia 2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Mitchell Chase will lead off for Australia here in the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch by Aiden Rose is taken for a strike in the count 0-1. Chase had drawn a walk his first time up. That was back in the first inning. A three-run homer by Michael Breeson gave Canada the lead for the second time, leading 4-2. And the pitch back to a breaking ball just missed the inside corner. It's a ball and a strike on Chase. He'll be followed by the shortstop Curtis King and the second baseman Luke Sokic here. In the bottom half of the third, now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a looper hit into shallow left field. Going out is the shortstop, Breeson. And he makes a running two-hand backhand grab. Chase has retired. A good game thus far for Breeson. The three-run homer and that fine running catch. One away. Shortstop Curtis King will step in. He struck out his first time up in the first inning. Well, after the Expos moved to Washington, the Toronto Blue Jays have become the lone team north of the border. They joined the American League in 1977. And the pitch, check swing on a breaking ball and a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Toronto had a long history because they were part of the International League, known as the Toronto Maple Leafs. For a while, they were the Red Sox AAA affiliate back in the 60s. The 0-1 delivery, low and outside, one ball, one strike. And then the Blue Jays came of being in 1977. They played in a football type of stadium known as Exhibition Stadium. The outfield toward the left, and the pitch on the way by King, and a chopper to third, glove by Doberthy. Throw to first in the dirt, and Lorenzo can't handle it, and safe at first is King. That'll be a throwing error charge to Doberthy. He had all the time in the world, but the throw was on a bounce, really not a difficult bounce at all, but Lorenzo could not handle it, but the throwing error still will be charged to Doberthy. Australia with a runner at first and one away, and the second baseman Luke Sockett will step in. He's been up one time, and he struck out in the second inning. Blue Jays played their first game in the snow when they beat the Chicago White Sox in 1977. The late Doug Ault hit two home runs for the Blue Jays in that game. And the pitch, soft line drive into left field. That'll fall for a base hit. Ball picked up on the hop by Wendler. He'll play it back into short. So King will stop at second and Sockett with a looping single left. So King is on second, Sockett on first with one man out. So the tying runs are on base for Australia, and the batter will be the right fielder, Jared Wood, who started as a pitcher. He flied out to left his first time up. Righty against righty, and the stretch, the delivery, look out, curveball slipped out of the hands of Rose. It goes all the way to the backstop, and the runners will move up. King will go to third, Sockett to second, and a wild pitch will be charged to Rose. Didn't take long for the Blue Jays to become a contending team. They finally started winning in 1985, despite blowing a 3-1 lead to the Royals and losing that playoff. Next pitch is fouled back. And it's 1-1 on Wood. They wouldn't get to the mountaintop until 1992. When they beat the Atlanta Braves for their first world championship, and then the following year, Joe Carter became the second man in World Series history to end a World Series on a walk-off home run as the Blue Jays won again over the Phillies. Drive into right center field, moving to his left as Frears dives. He can't play it. It goes past him to the wall. King in to score. Rounding third and heading home is Sockett. Throw will get back into second. He'll score. Now to throw to third, and safe at third base is Wood. He got underneath the tag. Wood with a nice slide, beating the throw and the tag, and Dabathine placed a bit of a light tag. So a two-run triple for Wood as King and Sockett come in to score. And we have a tie ball game, a brand new ball game here at Cal Senior's Yard. It is Canada 4 and Australia 4. So a two-run triple by Wood as Frears went hard to his left. Tried to reach up, lunge after the ball, but could not play it. And a good try by the shortstop Brisson, whose throw to third was not in time to Matt Dobberthien. Actually, it appeared to be in time, but Wood slid underneath the tag. So two runs come in. It is now a 4-4 ball game. The go-ahead run is on third. Only one man out, and Kai Jackson will be the batter. He's singled to right and scored in the second inning. Of course, that's the history when it comes to Major League Baseball in Canada. One team gone and one team still going. And the delivery. Swinging a high fly ball hit deep to right center field. A little bit of late jump for Frears. He can't get it. One hop off the wall. Wood in the score. The throw to second will not be in time. So a double hit to right center by Kai Jackson. Ward scores ahead of him, and Australia did not waste any time as they played at home 3 runs in their own here at the bottom of the third, and now they're back in front 5-4. So Jackson is on second base. 4 straight batters have reached for Australia with one away, and now Stu Patterson going out to the mound, and I believe he's going to make a change right here. Boy, the Australia batters going the opposite way to right center field as Frears both times tried to go after the ball and was not able to make a play. So Aiden Rose will come on and head toward the dugout as he is finished as a pitcher. His teammates still giving him an effort saying, hey, good try there, fellow. And we'll see who the new pitcher is for Team Canada as Australia continues to bat here in the third. They have a runner at second with only one out. Australia has regained the lead 5-4, so it's been a seesaw battle so far in this game as we have an exchange of leads. I'll tell you who the new pitcher is in a moment for Team Canada. And the new pitcher in the ball game is Ryan McFarland. Ryan McFarland has come on to replace Aiden Rose. So Rose will depart after 2 1/3 innings so far. He has allowed a total of 6 hits of the ball game. And 5 runs. And so far, 4 of them have been earned. Boy, that throwing error by the Canadian third baseman, Matt Dobertheim, certainly opened up the door for Australia as it ignited a 3-run rally. And the Australian team still has a chance to pad that lead with a runner at second and one out. They lead 5-4. Aiden Rose had walked 2 batters in the game, and he struck out 2. And a runner at second is still his responsibility as Mitchell Schofield will step in. He gave Australia the lead in the second inning with a 2-run home run over the wall in left center field. Coming after 2 men had been retired, it was preceded by a base hit by Kai Jackson. A single to right field, and he eventually scored on the 2-run homer. So Schofield bats for the second time. The pitch by McFarland, and it hit him. Boy, an inauspicious start for McFarland. So Schofield will be awarded first base and remaining at second, and he just knocked in a run with a double to right center as Kai Jackson. Runners at first and second for Team Australia. And 5 consecutive batters have reached. 1 out, and Caleb Shepard, the left-hand hitting catcher, steps in. He takes one low and away for a ball. Good stop by the catcher, Holden Comiskey, of Team Canada. The infield a little bit toward the right, hoping for a double play, and the outfield deep and toward the right. As McFarland has the sign from Comiskey, comes set, checks the runner at second. He delivers, and the curveball, and that missed outside and high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Been a wild and woolly game so far in the early going. Lead has changed twice on both ends. Now the stretch. The 2-0 offering, curve and a swing and a miss. 2-1 on Shepard. And you can hear Mark Shipley, the third base coach, in his Australian accent. Course, I've met Dean Wardell, the manager, a couple of times, a delightful gentleman. Pitch on the way. Low in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, Comiskey. And McFarland has gone behind on Shepard at 3-1. He hit the previous batter, Mitchell Schofield, on the first pitch that he had thrown since coming on to relieve here in the third, and now has gone behind. 3-1 to Shepard. With Jackson on second, Schofield on first. The pitch, fly ball, hit to left center field. Who's going to get it? That ball is way back, and that ball is off the wall in play. Rounding third and heading home is Jackson. He will score. Throw gets back into short. Sliding into third is Schofield, and Shepard's on second with a double. He's 2-for-2. So he drives in the 4th run of the inning for Australia, that now lead Canada by the score of 6-4. So Jackson scores, Schofield to third, Shepard to second, still one man out, and back to the top of the order, and here's the third baseman, Brandon Bedois, stepping in. He has grounded a short, walked and stole a base, and he gets hit by a pitch, and now the bases are loaded. McFarland having trouble as he has hit his second batter since coming on to relieve here in the third inning. The Jackson run charged to the starter, Aiden Rose, giving up 6 runs, but 5 of them earned, walking 2 and striking out 2. Now, the pitcher, Zach Bansfield, will be the 9th batter coming up for Australia here in the third. He has flied to center and struck out nothing for 2. The pitch lifted foul to the third base side and heading toward the seats, nothing and 1 on Mansfield. Australia with 2 in the second and 4 here in the third. They lead 6-4, and they have the bases loaded with only 1 out as the outfielder straight away. McFarland has the sign from Comiskey. He's into the motion. He delivers. Breaking ball low and outside to Mansfield. 1 ball, 1 strike. On deck is Mitchell Chase, the left fielder. Time is called. Holden Comiskey hoping to sell down the young left-hander. Try to see what scores are taking place during the previous day, as well as actually today. Mexico had defeated New Zealand 10-0, a game you just heard here on SFNSports.net Channel 1. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fell back, Mansfield was late on the fastball, and now he's behind 1-2. Mitchell Schofield is on third. Caleb Shepard is on second. And Brandon Bidois is on first with one man out. 1-2 to count to Mansfield. Bottom of the third, Australia batting, leading Canada 6-4 in the pitch. And they cut it a mess, strike three. So there's a strikeout that McFarlane needed. He picks up his first strikeout, two but away. And Australia has batted around here in the third. And Mitchell Chafin will bat for the second time in this inning. He popped to short his first time up. He also had walked in the first inning. Right-hand batter. Runners lead away at every base. And the pitch thrown by McFarlane. Fastball taken up high, ball one. Danbury, Connecticut defeated Little Rock 5-4 at Nationals Field. First game here at Cal Seniors Yard. Raleigh, North Carolina defeated Bell, Delaware 1-0. Drive into center field and reaching up is Friars. He can't get it. One run scores, two run score, and down to throw to the plate, not in time. Three run score. So a bases clearing, three-run double for Mitchell Chase. Big, big inning for Australia. So Schofield, Shepard, and Bidois all score. Seven runs have crossed home plate for Australia in the third. They now lead 9-4. So a runner at second with 2 men away, and Curtis King will be the batter. He reached on a throwing error by Matt Doberthien. His last time up in the same inning. And he gets hit. Three batters that McFarland has hit. My goodness. So twice King has reached base in this inning without the benefit of a hit. So Mitchell Chase remains at second. King is on first with 2 men out, 7 runs in. Australia leading 9-4. And Ramon Valdez, pitching coach, going out to have a word with his pitcher, McFarland, who's really had a tough time. Finding that plate, hitting three batters certainly has not helped him by any means. Puerto Rico defeated the Republic of Korea by a score of 9-1. Big night for Puerto Rico last night, if you heard the game here on SFNSports.net channel. One, they defeated the Dominican Republic 11-0, a game halted after 3.5 innings because of the 10-run rule, as Puerto Rico batted 3 home runs in the ball game. And boy, they have really loaded up. Their first trip to the Cal Ripken World Series ever, and a very impressive start for them. The pitch to the next batter, Luke Sakic, is outside for a ball, 1-0. He had singled and scored in this inning and also struck out in the second. 7 runs in for Australia. They lead Canada 9-4. The pitch, curveball, misses up high for a ball. Two and all the count. Runners at first and second. The pitch way outside in the dirt. Knocked down by the catcher, Comiskey. Three balls and no strikes to count. And the pitch is ball four. And the bases are loaded once again as Sakic walks. So McFarland has hit three batters. He has also walked a batter. And he has allowed two hits as well. And with the bases loaded and still 2 men away, it'll bring up the right fielder, Jared Wood, who had a big two-run triple in the third inning and came in to score. And his two-run triple had given Australia their third and fourth runs that they tied the game, and then Wood scored the go-ahead run on an RBI double by Kyle Jackson. So now, looks like we're going to get another pitch for Canada. Ryan McFarland certainly did not have it today. And Lucas Freres will now be playing as the pitcher right now. Had a little trouble with some shots going over his head. I mean, they were really tagged. So Freres will come on to pitch. I believe McFarland will go out to play center field as Australia has batted around. And so far, they have sent up 12 men to the plate. And with seven runs here in the third, they have a 9-4 lead over Canada. As Jared Wood will bat for the second time in this inning, he also will bat for the third time overall. Besides his two-run triple that tied the game at four, he also had flied out to left field his first at-bat in the second inning. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Keep in mind at 5:30, depending on how this game goes, it'll be the Pacific Northwest from Meridian, Idaho, against the Pacific Southwest from Hanford, California. And the Pacific Southwest won over New England yesterday 3-2. Jared Wood facing Lucas Freres, the left-hander, delivers and a swing and a foul ball back and out of play in the count of 1-1. So runners lead away at every base with two men out. Left-hander winds up, the 0-1 delivery. Swing, a line shot into right center field. And that's going to be a base hit. One run scores, two run score, throw to second will not be in time. So coming in to score is Mitchell Chase and Curtis King. Sock it to third and another extra base hit for Wood. And a two-run double to right center. He has knocked in four runs on two extra base hits in this inning, and Australia now leads 11-4. Nine runs have scored for them in the third. And the batter is the first baseman, Kai Jackson, and he takes a strike, and it's 0-1. He doubled in a run and scored in the third inning. He also singled and scored in the second. Runners lead away at second and third. Now the 0-1. Low and outside for a ball. 1-1. There have been six hits in the inning for Australia. The departed pitcher, Ryan McFarland, also hit three batters in the inning. Freres delivers. Low and outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Mitchell Schofield is on deck. He was hit by a pitch when Ryan McFarland came in to relieve Aiden Rose here in the third inning. Runners lead away at second and third. With two men out in the bottom half of the third, nine runs have scored for Australia as they lead Canada 11-4 from Aberdeen, Maryland. The 2-1 delivery outside at high, 3-1. So Freres is in danger of loading him up once again if he winds up walking the current batter, Kai Jackson. Lefty against righty in the 3-1 delivery. High ball four. Well, I thought it was 3-1 and then 4-1, meaning ball four. I beg your pardon. One of the pitches must have been a delay call, so now it's full of 3-2. So I beg your pardon. As the left-hander Freer stretches again. This will be a payoff pitch, and it is on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. And this inning's finally over. First strikeout for Freers. But not before Australia scores seven runs in the inning. There were six hits. There was an error. three-hit batters, a walk, and two left on. So at the end of three from Cal Senior's yard, it is now Team Australia 11 and Team Canada 4. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Mitchell Chase has come on to do the pitching for Australia. Started the game in left field. And now moving back to the outfield is Zach Mansfield. So Mansfield will continue to bat in the number two slot. And he'll stay in the game. Third position of the game for him. He started it right, then moved to the mound, and now playing left field. And Mitchell Chase, who started the game in left field, is now coming on to do the pitching for Australia as Canada is batting in the top of the fourth inning. Canada pitching having a very rough home half of the third, when they allowed seven runs, six hits, and they hit three batters, and Australia leads Canada 11-4. And Dax Wandler, the left fielder, will try to get it started against Mitchell Chase here in the top of the fourth inning. Wandler batting on the left-hand side against the righty Chase. Looks into Shepard, the infield deep and toward the right. Chase comes set to the belt, and the pitch on the way. Fastball, take it below the knees, ball one. It'll be Dax Wandler. Catcher Holden Comiskey and the pitcher Aiden Rose due up for Team Canada in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the set and the 1-0 offering. Low for a ball, it's 2-0. Breaking ball misses. Bottom of the second over at Nationals Field, Japan leading the Dominican Republic 14-0. They had a tough time with Puerto Rico last night. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 2-1. So point out Puerto Rico with the three homers. Blank Dominican. 11-0. There's a ground ball to second. Bobbled by the second baseman, Sockett. And he has no play, and Wendler's aboard. He was on the edge of the outfield grass. He forfeited your scoring, so Wendler's on first with no one out, and the catcher, Holden Comiskey, will step in. He had walked his first time up in the second inning. Zach Mansfield went that one inning, gave up three runs on three hits. He walked one, did not strike out a batter. Throw to first by Chase not in time. So Chase, the third pitcher used in this game by Australia manager Dean Marnell. Runner at first, the pitch. Fastball, and that hits the outside corner. No balls and a strike on Comiskey. Puerto Rico defeated the Republic of Korea by a score of 9-1. And the next pitch, breaking ball, taken below the knees for a ball. It's 1-1. Mexico blank New Zealand 10-0. Puerto Rico over Korea 9-1, and time called. The batter will step out as John Blaha, the plate umpire, will dust off home plate. team for the Southeast region. West Raleigh, North Carolina, defeated the Mid-Atlantic team from Bear, Delaware, 1-0 in the first game of this five-game trek for today's action at Cal Senior Yard. Squaring the punt is Kamesky. Bunts it to the right side of the diamond, and the pitcher chased up with it. One play, and it's on to first in time to the first baseman covering. It's a sack. 1-3 if you're scoring, so that is out number one here in the fourth inning. Wendler goes into scoring position at second for Team Canada. And the next batter coming up will be the pitcher, Ryan McFarland. Soping to try to make up for the three-hit batsman. And the fastball gets the inside corner, a strike call in the count and one. McFarland replaced Aiden Rose. He went the first two of the third innings. Charged with six hits, six runs, five of them earned. Walked two and struck out two. Now the set by Chase. The pitch, chop foul, heading toward the Canadian dugout, and that goes out of play. And a two-strike count on Ryan McFarland. Australia leads Canada by the score of 11-4 with Canada batting in the top of the fourth inning. Dax Wendler is on second base with one man out. Next pitch coming. Soft fly drive. Shallow center. It's going to fall for a base hit. And picked up by the center fielder Schofield is thrown toward the plate. Is cut off by the pitcher Chase. And going to third and holding there is Dax Wendler. So McFarland singles to center as Canada has runners at first and third. With one man away, and the batter will be the second baseman, Sean Grays, who lined out to second base his first time up. Now runner goes. The pitch taken for a strike and going to second, uncontested. Stealing second is Ryan McFarland, and Canada has runners at second and third. They need a base hit now to try to cut the deficit. The 0-1, loop towards short, and backpedaling on the ball, reaching up with both hands to make the catch as king for the second out here in the fourth inning. So, Grays fails to do the job. Runners remain at second and third with two outs. Back to the top of the order, and the pitcher, Lucas Frears, will step in. Start the game in center field. He doubled to left, went to third on the block, and scored on a ground rule double to left by Melvin Lorenzo. Back in the first, it gave Team Canada a 1-0 lead. And he also popped to third in the third inning, a right-hand batter. Runners lead at second and third, the pitch on the way. Fastball and a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, from Cal Senior's Yard on the Cal Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Beautiful afternoon in Maryland. The pitch, breaking ball. That just missed up high for a ball. It's 1-1. On deck is Melvin Lorenzo, the first baseman. Dax Wendler on third. Ryan McFarland on second with two men out. The 1-1 pitch missing inside for ball two. 2-1 on Frears. And on deck, the first baseman, Melvin Lorenzo. He's had a big game, so Frears hoping to keep this inning alive for the opportunity for Lorenzo. The next pitch, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Ball dipped at the plate. Good breaking ball thrown that time by the pitcher, Mitchell Chase. So two balls, two strikes on the batter, Frears, with two men out, two on for Canada, batting in the top of the fourth, trailing Australia by the score of 11-4 here at Cal Senior's Yard. The stretch, Chase deals, swung on, popped up. This should get Australia out of the inning. King, the shortstop, calls for it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. Good job by Chase to escape trouble here in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit. There was an error and two left on. The score in the middle of the fourth inning from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is Team Australia 11, Team Canada 4. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFNSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Flendenin, from Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Australia will cut bat in the bottom half of the fourth against left-handed Lucas Frantz of Team Canada. Mitchell Schofield, the center fielder, will lead things off. Mitch had a two-run homer in the second, was hit by a pitch and scored in the third, and chops one to short, actually a looper. I thought it was a chopper, but the shortstop, Breeson, moves to his left and makes the grab, and Schofield is retired, and that is out number one in the home half of the fourth inning. Now the catcher, Caleb Shepard, will step in, and he's two for two. Shepard single to right and still a base in the second. And double to left center and scored in the third inning. Left-hand pitcher against left-hand batter. The windup by Freers. Now the pitch on the way. Fastball taken low and inside. It's 1-0. Infield is deep and toward the right. Time is called, and Shepard will step out. Now into the motion of the lefty Frantz. He deals, and the pitch and the slider takes, grabs the outside corner, take it for a strike, and it's 1-1. Australia with an 11-4 lead. One out, they batted the bottom of fourth, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. On deck, the third baseman, Brandon Bedeau, as we go back to the top of the order. Now the left-hander Freers studies the target from the catcher, Comiskey. The windup, the delivery. Fastball is taken outside and high for a ball. 2-2 the count on Shepard. The outfield straight away. The left-hander with the 2-2 pitch inside and high. Full count, 3-2 on Shepard. Shepard is a Detroit Tiger fan. His favorite player, Miguel Cabrera. The outfield straight away, and the payoff pitch is on the way. Lifted foul, slicing toward the seats along the third base side and out of play. Count remains full at 3-2 on Shepard. With one out, bottom half of the fourth, Australia batting, leading Team Canada by a score of 11-4. Bright, sunshiny day here in northeastern Maryland. The windup, payoff pitch on the way. Low ball four, and Shepard walks. So that is the first walk allowed by Freers in the ball game, and Australia, with a runner at first and one man away, back to the top of the order. The third baseman, Brandon Bedeau, will step in. He has grounded a short. Walked and stole a base and also was hit by a pitch and scored in the third inning. Bidois digging in. The left-hander Frears is ready. He looks over to first and the pitch on the way. Fastball way up high for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Shepherd being held on at first by Melvin Lorenzo. Now, Ferreras makes the 1 second stop. Time is called. And Badeau is stepping out for a moment. Now he steps back in. Ferreras ready. He stretches, looks over to first, and he delivers. The light steal, runner goes. It's taken for a ball to throw to second, and they are going to get him. He's out at second base. So the second baseman, Graves, took the throw from Holden Comiskey, who throws out the opposing catcher, Shepherd, as he's caught stealing. Play goes 2-4. Now there are two men out. The count, 2 balls and no strikes on Badeau. And Zach Mansfield is on deck, and the pitch way inside for a ball, 3-0. Badeau is a Philadelphia Phillies fan. Eye filet is his favorite food. He digs in the 3-0 pitch. Taken all the way. It's on the outside corner. Strike one call, 3-1 on the Australia third baseman. The outfield straight away. And the 3-1 delivery. There's the strike at the outside corner, 3-2. Australia getting 2 runs in the second on a 2-run homer by Mitchell Schofield. And they open the game wide open with 7 runs and 6 hits in the third inning. They have 9 hits in the game. Canada with 6. The wind up and the payoff pitch on the way. Inside corner for a call, strike 3. Caught him looking. Side retired. So that is the second strikeout for Ferreras, and in the fourth inning for Australia, no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and 1 left on. At the end of 4 full innings of play from Cal Senior's yard in Aberdeen, it is still Australia 11. And Canada 4, you are listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on 2 things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And we move along to the top of the fifth inning. Canada trailing in this one by a score of 11-4 as Mitchell Chase gets sent for his second inning of relief as he walked and struck out a batter when he came on to pitch in the fourth inning. And now we do have a couple of changes made for Australia, and I'll tell you about them in a second. As Melvin Lorenzo will lead things off and takes the pitch for a strike on the outside corner of the count 1-1. Some more changes, and I'll tell you in a moment. As Chase is ready, he delivers. Breaking ball is on the outside corner for a strike. And the count to Lorenzo is 0-2. He had doubled in a run with a ground rule double to left in the first inning and singled, stole a base, and scored in the third inning. He also had a stolen base in the first. Pitch is taken for a ball, and they count 1-2. On deck is Matt Dobrothein, and then Michael Brisson will follow for Canada in the fifth inning. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. And the ball is dropped, and Zach Lawrence, who's now catching, throws on to first, and the play goes 2-3. So with one away, it brings up Matt Dobrothein, the third baseman, who's flying to center, walked and scored on Michael Brisson's two-run home run in the third. That gave Canada a 4-2 lead, but then Australia answered back with nine runs of their own as the pitch is taken for a ball by Dobrothein, 1-0. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Count is one ball and one strike. 8-0 Topi is now in the ball game at first base, replacing Kai Jackson. The next pitch in there for a call strike. One ball and two strikes. So 8-0 Topi is now playing at first, batting in the seventh slot. Now the pitch by Chase Swing and a foul ball at the plate. And Dobrothein stays alive at 1-2. But Zach Lawrence replacing Caleb Shepard behind the plate. And the next pitch, a chopper hit over the head of the pitcher Chase, grabbed by the shortstop. And that's King, and the play to first is in time to the first baseman. And that's Aiden Topley. And now they're 2 minutes away. And here's Michael Brisson stepping in. Brisson took a cold third strike at the first, had a three-run homer in the third inning. And the pitch and the slider. And that missed low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The outfield straight away. The pitch by Chase. Fastball taken high and outside. And the count goes to 2-0. Now the kick and the delivery. Swing and a foul ball. Going to the backstop, and the count goes to 2-1. Australia 11, Canada 4, as Team Canada is batting in the top of the fifth inning from Cal Senior's yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. Third game of a five-game schedule for today's play in the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from Cal Senior's yard. As Chase stretches and deals, swing and a miss on a slider. It's 2-2. Aiden Marcaris, the extra hitter, is on deck. Deep at third is Bedouin, the pitch. Looked like it hit him, and it did. And Brisson is awarded first base. So second time he's been on base with a runner at first and two men out. The extra hitter, Aiden Marcaris, will step in. He grounded a short in the first inning and also had a single to left field his last time up. So he's 1-2. Pitch, and it's taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the right-hander stretches to the pitch, and that bounces away from the catcher, and that's Zach Lawrence. It goes to the backstop, and that will enable Brisson to go to second. A wild pitch will be charged to Mitchell Chase, so Canada has a runner at second with two men out. They trail Australia by a score of 11-4, Australia with nine big runs in the third inning. Next pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Beauty. Count is 2-1. Caitlin Ross, the right fielder, is waiting on deck. Kick and the delivery, low for a ball. And a good stop by the catcher, Lawrence. 3-1, Caitlin Ross. One of the few female ball players to play in this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And holding a set is Chase. He deals. Ground ball is hit to second. Taken by Sakic. And on to first. And it is in time to Aiden Topley. And that's the third out. And that'll do it for Canada here in the fifth inning. No runs. No hits. No errors. A hit batsman and one left. And Team Canada has now left five runners on base in this game. At the end of four and a half from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is still Team Australia 11 and Team Canada 4. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, we got some defensive changes as we move along now to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Caitlin Ross has now moved to left field while Dax Wendler has gone from left to shortstop. And now doing the pitching for Team Canada, Melvin Lorenzo. And the leadoff batter for Australia here in the bottom half of the fifth inning will be the left fielder, Zach Mansfield. Zoso pitched. Lorenzo delivers. Fastball is high and away for ball one. Liam Robertson is now playing right field. And Michael Brisson now playing first base in the pitch on the way. And the pitch is swung on and fell back. And they count one ball and one strike. So Lorenzo now pitching. Michael Brisson playing first base. Dax Wendler now playing short. And Caitlin Ross in left field. And Liam Robertson is now playing in right field for Team Canada. Now Lorenzo looks in for a sign. Right-hander winds up the 1-1 pitch on the way. And the breaking ball gets the outside corner, 1-2. Caitlin Ross, again in left field. Lucas Freers, who had pitched, but it's Ryan McFarlane remaining in center, and the pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, so Mansfield strikes out. First strikeout for Lorenzo, one gone in the fifth inning. And the batter coming up will be the pitcher, Mitchell Chase, who started the game in left field. He walked in the first and had a big three-run double in that third inning. While Australia had scored nine runs to take the lead, they still lead 11-4 in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch, fastball taken inside, ball one. Now Lorenzo looking in for the side. Here's the pitch on the way, and a ground ball hit towards second. Going to his right is the second baseman, and that is Sean Graves. It goes out into right center. It's a base hit. Lyon Robertson will play it back in, so Mitchell Chase has his second hit of the game, a one-out single to right center field. So he's 2-for-2 with a walk. And Australia now has its 10th hit of the ball game. And with one away, it brings up the shortstop, Curtis King, who has struck out, also reached on an error and scored, and hit by a pitch his previous time's up. And the pitch is taken for a strike in the count 0-1. So Caitlin Ross is in left. Ryan McFarland is in center. Lyon Robertson is in right. Here's the kick and the delivery. Swing and a foul ball back and out of play in the count 0-2. Michael Breeson at first. Sean Graves still at second. Dax Wendler playing short. And Matt Doberthien at third. With Holden Comiskey doing the pitching and on the mound for Team Canada, Melvin Lorenzo. It looks over to first. The right-hander comes set. He deals. Bounce hit foul on the right side and out of play. So the count is 1-2 on the shortstop, Curtis King, for Team Australia, with Chase on first and one away. Australia batting in the bottom of the fifth and still leading Team Canada by a score of 11-4 in the outfield straight away. Lorenzo is ready. He deals. Half swing, but looked like he went around. Now the appeal, and yes, as the first base umpire, Patrick Moore. I even saw it from up here. I thought King went. Strike three, so he has struck out. 2 minutes away, so 2 strikeouts of the inning for the pitcher, Melvin Lorenzo. And with Chase still on at first and 2 men out, it'll bring up the second baseman, Luke Sakic, who struck out in the second. He also singled and scored in the third, and in the same inning had drawn a walk. Lorenzo holding it set. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken up high for a ball 1-0. Now Lorenzo looks over to first. Short lead for Chase at first, and the pitcher deals. And a swing and a foul ball back behind the plate and on the roof and out of play. 1-1. So Michael Breeson at first, Sean Graves at second, Dax Wendler at short, and Matt Doberthien at third. So there you have the updated changes made by Team Canada coming into the bottom half of the fifth inning. That's where we are with Australia batting. And time called, and Sokin will step out. Depending the length of this ball game, don't forget that at 5:30 it'll be the Pacific Northwest team against the team for the Pacific Southwest. The pitch and the curveball missing up high for a ball 2-1. And if you want to look ahead to the sixth inning, Canada will send up the left fielder Caitlin Ross, the shortstop Dax Wendler, the catcher Holden Comiskey. It's a swing and a high fly ball, shallow right center field. Going out is the second baseman, Graves. He tried to make a backhand play. He can't. It drops in. It's a base hit, and he chases it down. Throws back toward the infield. And stopping at second is Chase. So Sokin with his second hit of the ball game. Looping single into right, so the inning continues with Australia having runners at first and second with 2 men away. They now have 11 hits in the ball game. They lead 11-4. And the right fielder, Jared Wood, will step in. He had flied the left in the second, had a 2-run triple in the third. And now the pitch goes right back to the mound, fielded by Lorenzo, throws on the first in time, and the side's retired. So in the fifth inning for Canada, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left. Last licks for Canada as we go to the sixth inning from Cal Senior's yard. Australia leads Canada by the score of 11-4. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Curtis King has moved from shortstop to the pitcher's mound. He'll be asked to close it out for Australia. And Ethan Stacy is now in the game playing shortstop for Australia as Canada with one last chance. Caitlin Ross, who had played in the game, it right now she's playing in left. She'll bat for the third time. Right-hand batter, she has grounded to short and grounded to second. Digging in, a right-hand batter. And the pitch on the way, and it's in there for a call strike at a count 0-1. So Stacy now playing short with King on the mound. Curtis King, the right-hander, comes set of the pitch. And the breaking ball taken low and outside. One ball, one strike. The shortstop, Dax Wandler, is on deck. And the catcher, Holden Comiskey, will follow here in the sixth. One last chance for Canada. They trail 11-4. Ground ball hit towards short. Cut off by the third baseman. And the play of the first is in time to the first baseman. And that, by the way, is Topley. So it's a 5-3 putout. And there's one away in the sixth inning. And Canada is down to this last two outs of the ball game. Good play by the third baseman, and that's Brandon Bedeau. So Bedeau throws out Ross, and now the shortstop, Dax Wandler, will step in. He's tried playing the game in left field. Takes the pitch for a strike in the count 0-1. Canada with six hits in the game, while Australia has a total of 11. Stepping out is Wandler. He steps back in. Now King into the motion. He deals. Soft looper right towards second. Taken by Sockett and down two men away. And Canada's down to its last out of the game. So Australia's one out away from going 2-0 in this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. While Canada is in danger of falling to 0-2. So the batter coming up will be the catcher, Holden Comiskey, who had walked and had a sack bunt 1-3 in the fourth inning. And the left-hand batter takes the pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Now King ready, and he delivers. Low and inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Biddle backing up at third. The outfield straightaway not too deep. The 2-0 delivery, inside and low, 3-0. We'll have the post game coming up. And then don't forget, later on, it'll be the fourth game of this five-game schedule today, the Pacific Northwest and the Pacific Southwest. Pitches low for a ball. Now King is now behind 3-1. The previous pitch, a delay call, a strike, so I beg your pardon, 3-1. And the pitch on the way. Inside at high, ball four, so Comiskey keeps the ball game alive as he walks for the second time in this game. A two-out walk by Comiskey. First walk given up by King, so Canada has a runner at first with two men out. It looks like I think we're going to get a pinch runner. So it's going to be Isaiah Wells. Pinch running. Isaiah Wells will pinch run for Comiskey with two men away. So Stu Patterson wanting to have some speed on the base pants. And it's up to the center fielder, Ryan McFarland. The pitch swings and pops up behind the plate. And the catcher gives it a chase. And that is Zach Lawrence, but it's a foul ball, and it goes out of play, and it's 0-1 on the center fielder McFarland, who did pitch one inning and hit three batters. Pitch, runner goes. It's low for a ball, but no play as Wells steals second base. No indifference since he was being held on at first, so it's still in base. Runner at second for Canada with two gone here in the top of the sixth. They trail Australia 11-4. The pitch, changeup, and a strike in the outside corner. 1-2, so Canada is down to its last strike in this ball game. Sean Graves, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Next pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three, and that's it. Australia wins the ball game by a score of 11-4. So Curtis King strikes out Ryan McFarland to end it, and Australia wins it by the score of 11-4. So in the sixth inning for Canada, no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and one left. I'll be back with the summary and details in a moment. So the final score in this third game of this five-game schedule here at Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it was Australia 11 and Canada 4. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Well, a wild and woolly ball game as the lead changed sides on at least two occasions. A big 9-run third for Australia as they win the ball game by a score of 11-4 over Canada, and both teams exchanging handshakes at home plate. Stu Paul with you, and boy, it looked like it was going to be wild from the start as Canada took a 1-0 lead when Lucas Frears and Melvin Lorenzo had back-to-back doubles. The line score of the ballgame, by the way, for Australia. 11 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 8 runners on base for Canada. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and they left 8 runners on base. So the winning pitcher was Jared Wood for Australia. The loser for Team Canada was Aiden Rose. And Canada is now 0-2, while Australia is now 2-0. After Canada took a 1-0 lead, Australia did not waste any time by responding with two runs of their own in the bottom half of the second inning. With two men out, Kai Jackson had a base hit, and then Mitch Schofield hit a two-run shot over the wall in left center. And Australia led by a score of 2-1. Then Canada would have their second, and unfortunately for them, their last lead of the game. With two men out in the third, Melvin Lorenzo singled to left. He stole second. Then Matt Dobertheim walked, and Michael Brisson came back with a homer of his own with a three-run shot over the wall in left, giving Canada a 4-2 lead. The next batter, Aiden Macra, singled, went to second on the pass ball, but Caitlin Ross grounded out to end further threats. Then it was Australia setting more than 12 batters to the plate in the third inning, scoring 9 runs to take an 11-4 lead, and that's how it wound up ending. A big 3-run double by Mitchell Chase. There were 3 hit batters in that inning. Jared Wood had himself a triple and a 2-run double as well in the third inning as well. Kai Jackson also had a 2-run double. And Mitchell Chase had a three-run double. So those were the highlights for Australia in that inning. Nine runs, and they win it by a score of 11-4. So why don't we do is take a break as we will go to see what's going on in the Ripken Complex as this 2014 World Series continues. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
Welcome back as we're ready to wrap up the postgame show. Stu Paul with you along with our executive producer Steve Clendenin as Australia wins it over Canada by a score of 11-4. And other games that were played today on tap. The first game you heard on SFMSports.net Channel 1, which my friend Paul Taylor covered. The Southeast Regional team from West Raleigh, North Carolina, blanked the Mid-Atlantic team from Bear, Delaware, 1-0. And over at Nationals Field, the New England team, Danbury, Connecticut, edged the Southwest team, Little Rock, Arkansas, 5-4. And in the second game you heard earlier today from yours truly, Mexico defeated New Zealand 10-0. That ended after four innings due to the 10-run rule. Over at Nationals Field, Puerto Rico, which continued its torrid hitting. They blanked Dominican Republic last night 11-0. They defeated the Republic of Korea today by a score of 9-1, so they're 2-0. And in the top of the fourth inning, oh my goodness, the two-time defending team for Japan leading Dominican Republic, get a load of this, by the score of 23-0. And I can tell you that's going to end after that inning is over unless the Dominican Republic can score 23 runs or more. So coming up in a moment at 5:30, it'll be the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, taking on the team from the Pacific Southwest, Hanford, California. In fact, Hanford, California defeated New England yesterday by a score of 3-2. So you'll hear the pregame show coming up at 5:20 right here on SFMSports.net Channel 1, and the first pitch at 5:30. So for our executive producer, Steve Flandetta, this is Stu Paul saying so long for now, but stay tuned. The fourth game of this five-game slate from Cal Senior's Yard is coming up in a very few minutes. Again, the final score, as Game 3 is now in the record books. It was Australia 11 and Canada 4. This has been a presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. See you in a few minutes, folks.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.